Real Deal with a Kill. We here with another episode. This one's a very, 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 special guest. I have the young prodigy, the future, the star of tomorrow. See, I used to always claim star of tomorrow, but I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
For these next few the next few episodes you on here, I'm going to give you star of tomorrow. Eli Freeman, a.k.a. Eli Free. Got his own sports show, the Time Out Sports Show. Let's talk about that. So how old are you? 14, right?
Mm-hmm.
14 years old, 14. People. See, you know I was doing that 14? I was playing. I was trying to be a hooper. I was trying to be a football player somewhere, D1.
I was on a basketball team this year.
What you play?
I was playing point guard for my school.
He was a point guard. He was a floor general. He was the leader.
I was shooting.
You was a shooter. Oh, so you was one. You was Westbrook.
No.
Oh, you wasn't Chris Paul. You wasn't Rondo. You was a shoot the ball. You come past half court. Trae Young, huh?
No.
That you wasn't like that? Steph
nope.
Curry?
Nope. Harden.
Harden? Well, how about Harden suck? How about that? What if I told you James Harden suck? What if I say he's a choke artist? He can't even, he don't have no heart.
He'd be the best MVP he's the last MVP. 5 years.
You know who the MVP You know who the MVP is? LeBron James. LeBron James is MVP, people. People need to know that. The only reason why they give it to other people is because you can't give it to everybody every year.
Hey, no, Michael Jordan. Because LeBron is overrated. He has
He's overrated. Hey, you funny.
Were you the best player on the team and everybody else is average, you gonna have the best stats on the team automatically.
So that's how you feel about LeBron James. You feel like he's overrated?
Very overrated.
Very overrated.
O-V-E-R-R-A-T-E-D. Rated.
With 3 exclamation points overrated. That's how you feel.
Very.
You know, we're going to get into that a little bit, but let's talk about your sports show. You have a sports show called Time Out. Let's talk about that a little bit. How you like that show?
I started the show. I asked my dad. I told him that I wanted to do something. It's always been in the back of my head, but I just asked him, can he give me a sports show? And he did it.
Did it right then and there.
It's been a couple months, 2 months.
So what you like talking about on there?
The Rockets, the Texans, and the NFL and the NBA.
So Harden's your favorite player. That means the Rockets your favorite team. Who's your favorite football team?
Texans.
Who's your favorite player?
Deshaun Watson.
There you go. All right, now we can agree on that. Even though my overall favorite team is the Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. Whoo, how you feel when we won that Super Bowl? Did you like it?
No, I didn't like it.
You didn't
it
like
all.
When the Eagles beat Tom
no,
Brady?
No, I don't like Tom Brady, but I didn't like the Eagles. I mean, Nick Foles, this is that. He's a one-and-done season. That was his best game. That's the best we ever going to see of Nick Foles.
Well, at least he won a Super Bowl. I'll take that. At least he won before the Texans won a Super Bowl. Hey, he got one. Nick Foles won, Texans zero. Boy, let's get to the NBA. All right, free agents just happened. A lot of crazy stuff has happened. The best player in this generation, LeBron James, went to a team I used to like around before you was born.
When the team Lakers. I don't like the Lakers at all.
See, you grew up around 14. See, you grew up, you was born in what, 2004, 2003?
2004.
So you grew up right when Kobe and Shaq lost to the Pistons. So you seen after that, you grew up in the back end of the Lakers. You was there when Paul Gasol and Andrew Bynum was so overrated. And yeah, metal world peace. He was Ron Artest at first. So if you was like around 22, 23, you would have seen the good Lakers. The one I grew up on. Allen Iverson time, when the Lakers beat the Sixers. 3-peat Kobe and Shaq. But hey, that LeBron's going to bring that Lakers. That's how I feel. Yeah, I know you don't like it because he came to the West.
His team isn't all that.
Oh, you think the Rockets is all that?
No, unless they get Capella back, they're not all that.
Yeah, y'all hoping on a Capella.
Yeah, I mean.
If he comes to the Lakers, you know what that means.
He ain't coming to the Lakers. The Rockets going to match any deal that any team offers him.
They will.
Unless it's like a max. They might not have the money for a max.
They have no other choice. You got 2 max players. Capella wants around 70-ish. So if a team like Phoenix offer or...
And they only offered him $4.7 million.
Who did it? Rockets?
Rockets. Really?
Oh, see, you can't do that. You trying to get Capella for... He gonna walk away from that.
But he's restricted.
Gosh. I see. $4 million for Capella, you need him. Because if you lose Capella, the Rockets not going to win nothing.
Yeah.
Because you have... Look at your starting five. You have Chris Paul, James Harden. No lost Trevor. Ariza.
Yeah, no Ariza.
PJ Tucker. Is that who? That's who we're going to rely on? Who is our new generation Chuck Hayes? That's who we're going to rely on? PJ Tucker as a power forward?
I mean,
Ryan Anderson, horrible contract.
Yeah, get him out of here.
Get him out of here, please. You tell him, get him out of here. I don't know about Harden. Let's see what Harden look like.
Harden gonna look great. Don't worry about Harden. We got to worry about our bench. We need to get somebody to support Eric Gordon. And after we get that, I mean, we'll be all right. We need Capella back. We need a solid bench. We let go of Tyreke Evans. We didn't get him. We let him walk to the Pacers. We need to get a good bench. We get a good bench, we're going to be solid.
Well, at least you signed Michael Carter Williams. I know. Michael Carter Williams is a – I mean, you got to think about it. Who was the backup for Chris Paul last year? Not Bobby Brown.
It wasn't Bobby Brown.
The only Bobby Brown I know is in a group. That Bobby Brown's a runner. You know, like, you needed somebody to back up Chris Paul.
You did.
Michael Carter Williams is good minutes, 12 minutes.
And then good.
Chris Paul right back with that hamstring. Get back in that court. Then you got Eric Gordon.
Gerald Green.
Then
you don't have Luka Bamute. You don't have him no more. He's a free agent.
He should
have
been gone. All them layups he missed.
But he had a bad shoulder.
Hey. Isaiah Thomas back in the 80s played with a messed up ankle. He scored 40. Ask your dad. He'll remember that game. Isaiah Thomas. 38 points, broken ankle. On the Lakers with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Magic Johnson. Mm. And you're going to tell me Luka Bamute missed layups because of a bad shoulder? He needed to get out of here. He should have been gone immediately.
But, I mean, we didn't have anybody else to – we didn't have depth at the small forward position. So
that's true. I think this city was hoping that LeBron James got here. In your eyes, you think he's overrated.
He's very overrated.
Very. You know what? Since we're on the topic of free agents, let me hear why is he overrated. I want to hear this.
Because he has dead stats. He always has the ball in his hand. He always talked about he needs superstars. He needs superstars. He played with superstars. Kevin Love is an all-star. He couldn't make it work with Kevin Love. He had Derrick Rose. He had D. Wade. He had Isaiah Thomas. He had so many opportunities to make his team great, but he couldn't do it because he was too worried about winning MVP.
I liked everything you said except you said Derrick Rose.
What's wrong with Derrick Rose?
2018 Derrick Rose.
He did all right with Minnesota in the playoffs against the Rockets.
You were 7 when he had one of the greatest MVP seasons. I know you get on YouTube, 2011 MVP Derrick Rose.
Mm-hmm.
If you gave me that Derrick Rose, then yeah, I like your argument. But you give me bad knees, bad legs, Derrick Rose. He's out of his prime.
He does the best he can. I mean, he got signed to a minimum contract.
And then you gave me Kevin Love. Kevin Love, soft Kevin Love. Kevin soft.
The Rockets will need Kevin Love.
Rockets need everything they need. They need everything they can get because they need help. James Harden, he needs heart.
He needs heart.
He needs a lot of heart.
He needs
that's it. Overrated.
He has MVP. He has
he
MVP.
He only got MVP because of sympathy. Sympathy? He needed the last.
He deserved it. He needed 3 MVPs right now. He should have 3 MVPs.
No.
He should have 3 MVPs. At least two.
LeBron should have 10. If the NBA didn't care about fatigue of giving people the same award, LeBron would have had 10 already.
That's why he stayed in the East. That's why he stayed in the East, because now he's in the West, so we're going to see what he made of.
Well, this is what we're going to say about LeBron James. We people should not call LeBron James King James anymore. I have a new name. I have a new nickname for him.
What is it?
He should be called Emperor James.
No, he's getting.
He ruled the East.
He don't.
He got land in Chicago, land in Boston. He has a plantation in Charlotte.
I thought you was going to go good.
He's a 6 guy in Toronto.
No.
You know when 6666. That's talking about LeBron James.
No.
Because every
no.
time he touches no, Toronto.
No, no, no,
no. What's that? The 903? That's the 903 area code. Something like that. Every time he touched down them, they turn to baby Raptors. They
no, though. No. Like LeBron.
You know baby Raptors a lot?
LaBaby James. He ruled the East because there's nobody else that could take over. He should have lost to the Celtics. They wasn't even healthy.
Should have, could have, would have.
They wasn't healthy.
Oh, that's the problem.
They wasn't healthy. They have Gordon Hayward or Kyrie Irving.
5 off that Cleveland team, they still won.
This is why LeBron got swept. Because
J.R. Smith.
It's George Hill's fault. If he would have made the free throw, we wouldn't have to depend on J.R. Smith.
George Hill missed the free throw. J.R. Smith ran. Look like his. You play 2K and your controller messes up.
and he runs out of bounds.
It goes out of bounds. And you dribble the ball in the same motion. That's how it looked like. It looked like 2K lag.
He should have lead his teammates better. They should know.
So that was LeBron's fault?
Hey, my team wouldn't be down.
Stay off of everything he was off of. That's his fault. I mean, he going out of bounds like he got a 2K lag or something. Nah,
and Tyronn Lue should have called a timeout. If he would have called a timeout, he wouldn't worry about it.
So how does fall on LeBron James? I don't understand this.
It doesn't just fall on LeBron James. It's falling on the team. It wasn't JR's fault, because if you wasn't, it's all, at the end of the day, you shouldn't be down by one.
This man scored 51 points against a super team.
Because he complained about all the players he had, so they gave him a worse team than he already had.
Remember Space Jam? Monstars? Mm-hmm. That's who that team was. He scored 50. Space Jam's 2 is finna come into works right now. Because Golden State signed Boogie Cousins. Did you like that move?
It was a good move. Well, nobody else signing him. He was injured. He might not even. He doesn't even play until May. He doesn't play until May.
May round that time. Probably you'll need him till May. They're gonna go to the championship.
And who knows? That's if surgery goes good. He has to play better.
The Achilles ain't no joke. When you play basketball in high school, you don't need no Achilles injury.
Yeah, because he is a heavier player. Like you say, he's a heavier player. He's gonna have to put more support.
Elijah, when you play high school basketball. Well, we don't want you getting no Achilles injury. Ooh. Out of 18 Achilles injuries in NBA, only 7 were successful.
7?
Yes.
They never. How many of them were centers?
Elton Brand was a power forward. It's a lie. Go back in history.
He's a
big. Last one was big was Kobe. We seen how that go. Took him 80 shots to score 60. Even though I liked the game, I loved it. But you see how Kobe looked at
80 shots. Kobe's better than LeBron. I would take Kobe over LeBron.
Oh, God, are we doing this again? I thought this conversation was over.
No, I just don't like you. Don't throw shade. Don't throw shade on Kobe. God. Kobe.
That was the ultimate barbershop talk, like in high school. Kobe. Back in 2000, the MVP puppets.
I feel like Kobe had more killer instinct. LeBron is weak to me. He always flop. You too big to be flopping. You 6'8". Why are you flopping?
He's not flopping. He's getting hurt.
No. Curry should knock you down. Curry should knock you down.
It's called acting. It's called flopping.
That's why he went to L.A. That's why he went to L.A. to act.
When you play basketball, he went to L.A. to act. You are going to be flopping too.
But if I flop, it's different. He is 6'8", 200 and something pounds flopping. You too big for that.
Oh, my God.
Kobe was killer. He's a killer. He had that in his eyes.
He wants to be like MJ so bad. You know what Mike and Kobe reminds me of?
Who?
Mike was the iOS 11. Kobe's the iOS 8. He's a duplicate. He's never going to be the iOS 11.
I mean, he could try his hardest.
iPhone next, Michael Jordan. Kobe's the 6 plus. That's what Kobe is.
But I would rather have Kobe than LeBron.
Why?
Because LeBron is just, he's LeBron.
He's LeBron.
He's just not. It wouldn't look the same if he was on the team with some
Who's
real.
Your 5 greatest players of all time?
Number 1, Michael Jordan. Number 2, Kobe Bryant. Number 3, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Number 4, Hakeem Olajuwon. Number 5, James Harden.
Oh, that's.
You thought he wasn't gonna be in my top 5? He gonna stay up there. And when he win a championship, he'll be top 3.
Oh my no! Come, Eli, come on, man! You can't be doing this to me. You're doing this on purpose. I'm not doing it on purpose. You just want a reaction. There's no way you're gonna put Harden over a lot of people.
All right, you're right.
You just want a reaction from me. I know.
It's no, okay. Harden gonna be up top 3 at the end of his career.
If he wins a ring, he's still better than Allen Iverson.
No. Huh.
Hey, you got to remember, Allen Iverson was the culture.
James Harden is better than Allen Iverson.
You know how Migos got the album Culture? Hey, y'all was the culture. It was two guys.
Well, in his prime, Allen Iverson was better than James Harden.
Forever. He'll be better than James Harden forever. He can step on the court right now better than James Harden. With the
He didn't do too good in the Big 3 League. How many points did he score?
Big 3 League, that's different. That's a different story for a different day.
You talking about right now, though?
Right now. Step on that. Hey, this. You know what AI has more than Harden right now?
What? Hard. You know what, Harden?
It might be a kind of a regular way.
But Harden has MVPs. Allen Iverson has MVPs. Harden's better. He's just better.
Out on that little euro.
Yeah, it's creative. It's creative.
Little euro. He tried to draw for flop. You talking about flopping?
Yeah, he flops, but he gets his calls. He complains when he doesn't get.
AI got almost every broken bone in his body. 5'11".
That's not good.
Heart of a lion.
A heart. But Harden don't have to deal with it because Harden plays is almost he didn't last year. The only game that he missed before this year was when he got ejected, when he kicked LeBron James.
Hey, you should never kick the goat like that. You don't kick goats.
He's not a goat. He's not good.
He's not top 5.
Nope. No, he might be top 5.
Might.
He might
top 2, but I'm not 2. That's what LeBron.
He's not better than Kobe.
He better than, yes, he is.
And then you want to dare say better than Michael Jordan. People even have that talk. That's disrespectful.
If you think Jordan could beat this Golden State team with Cousins?
When they won 72 games,
LeBron was down
3-1. They could have beat Golden State.
LeBron was down 3-1 to 73-19.
You think that wasn't luck? Tell me how you don't believe that was luck.
It's pure skill, baby. Look. Ain't no luck around LeBron James.
That's luck.
People scared of LeBron James.
Nobody is scared of LeBron James.
Scared of him.
LeBron James is weak.
He's weak. I bet you won't say it to his face.
I won't, but he weak. He weak. As long as he not right here, he weak.
LeBron James ain't weak. You know that.
He's not top five.
So James Harden got heart more than LeBron?
No. They don't. None of them have heart. Neither of them have a lot of heart.
Who got
Kobe have heart.
Kobe got heart, mm-hmm. But not LeBron James.
Michael Jordan has heart.
LeBron's the Einstein. He know what he's doing. He's a perfectionist.
And flopping. He's a perfectionist at flopping.
Oh, that's how you feel.
Yes, exactly.
Who's your starting lineup right now in today's game?
I run LeBron at point guard.
There you go. You better put LeBron at starting five.
James Harden at shooting guard. Mm-hmm. Small forward.
Klay Thompson shooting guard.
Small forward Kevin Durant.
I take that.
Power forward Karl Anthony Towns. My center Hakeem Olajuwon.
He ain't playing no more. Tomorrow, right now.
Oh, right now. Oh, right
now. Right now.
Boogie center. Before the injury.
Anthony Towns, Anthony. I mean, not Anthony Davis. Anthony Towns, Boogie. That's KD.
James, Harden, and LeBron.
That's
pushing it. LeBron shouldn't even be my point guard.
He should be a point where he should be. Small four. He should be in that starting five.
He should, but I mean, if he doesn't flop on my team, then I'll have him there.
Oh, so you're the coach. So the rule, one of the rules is no flopping, huh?
If he wasn't weak, I mean, I'd coach him up. I wouldn't have all that crybaby stuff.
What?
You can't even feel a blood clot in your eye. He's crying about it.
Man, that stuff hurt. You never had no blood. You ain't nobody poking your eye. I mean, people poking your eye before in basketball.
But he gonna cry over it.
What you do when people poking your eye?
You move on. You walk away. You move on.
You don't say ow.
You don't say ow.
Why?
Because you don't want to show him that you're weak, like LeBron did.
I'm showing you weak. That stuff hurt.
LeBron was showing that everybody's weak.
Draymond looked dirty. You ever seen Draymond Green? Like, he don't take baths or nothing. He ain't dirty finger in my eye. Ow. It hurt. That's how I am.
Nobody like Draymond Green either.
He's like, you got them long fingernails. You got to think about how fast they're going. Bow. Right then, y'all. Man, you going to say ow. You ain't going to just get up and walk off.
I mean, that's what he should do because he ain't going to get his call because he always complain about, I don't get my calls.
He don't get his calls. He should get more calls.
Well, then move on if you know.
He's crying for calls, too.
And he got him.
He shouldn't deserve it. You see they put that mirror of LeBron face over Kobe in L.A.?
No, they're not going to do that.
They did that already.
That's disrespectful.
They ain't disrespectful.
That's disrespectful. That's very disrespectful. That is very disrespectful.
The king of L.A. Respect that, man. He came to your town, L.A.,
L.A.
took your crown. Guess what? He's going to win a championship, too.
I don't even like L.A. I just don't like LeBron James.
What did he do to you?
He just been LeBron James.
What about Curry? You like
he
Curry?
Didn't come here. If he would have came here, it would have been different.
Oh, it's a Houston thing.
If he would have came here, I mean, okay. I guess I can accept him.
What do you mean, guess? You better.
Because Chris Paul make him play defense and stop crying.
So Harden plays defense?
No, Harden don't play defense, but he played better than last year.
How is Harden your favorite player? Well, okay, if he was on another team instead of Houston, would he be a favorite player?
No.
So it was a Houston thing. That's what
I mean, it became a Houston thing after he decided to stay here for his whole career or his whole prime.
You think I'll get him traded. I'll trade Harden.
You trade him. You know,
trade him for LeBron James.
Last team that traded him regretted it. If we trade him, we're going to regret it, I'm telling you.
I tell you something right now, though. I always said that. The two reasons why Golden State exists now is LeBron James and OKC. I'm going to start off with OKC first. OKC, you should know this. OKC, when they had their team with Harden, Westbrook, Durant, was the Golden State at the time. Because as soon as you let those two guys go and you kill Westbrook, you started a new dynasty in Golden State. Because you've seen that, Golden State moved on. LeBron's the reason why they got KD. LeBron moved to the West. They're the reason why they got Boogie Cousins. Because Golden State is always trying to one-up LeBron James. Look, Golden State is that annoying girl. They are like the annoying girlfriend. They just annoy you. Like, why you got to make that move to get Boogie?
I don't even think they was thinking about Boogie. Boogie called them because he wasn't getting calls. I mean, there's no reason to have him until May. So he went, I think his agent called Golden State. He had some options. He chose to go to Golden State.
My first reaction when I seen Boogie go to go
to
State.
Oh, mine. I couldn't take it.
Mine was like when Trump was declared president. I said, this can't be real. Oh. Boogie Cousins on Golden State. I said, dude, I can't play nobody on 2K because people's going to pick them.
I know.
It needs to have like that band on that golden, on the sign, on the screen.
You can't pick them.
You can't pick them at all. That's the Western Conference All-Stars.
I didn't like it. First, when I saw it, I didn't believe it. My brother looked at the screen and said, oh, Elijah, Golden State picked up DeMarcus Cousins. I was like, me and my dad was like, man, you lying. Then we look at ESPN. It says Golden State picked up DeMarcus Cousins on a one-year deal, $5 million. The Rockets could have used him for $5
million. They said the Lakers turned them down.
I mean, I wouldn't blame them.
Damn it, Megan, how would you turn?
He's hurt. He's injury prone.
That's true, because L.A. don't need him right now. See, Golden State can afford to get him now and then wait till May to play him. Because he ain't got to play Boogie until the finals. You're going to the finals. Harden going to get swept. He's going to get swept. LeBron going to last. LeBron going to last.
LeBron going to be out first round to OKC. I can see it happening. First round out OKC.
What seed you got L.A.?
Fifth.
Who's over them? Okay, I give you Golden State, Houston. OKC.
OKC.
Who's fourth?
I can see the Pelicans being over them.
You got them.
The Pelicans.
You got the Pelicans.
Anthony Davis can hold his own. And he got Julius Randle.
See, you doing it on purpose now. You
doing the Pelicans. All
you
I can
do
see.
You want to LeBron fan. That's it. That's okay.
I can see the Minnesota Timberwolves being over them.
They got ish. They are soap opera right now.
I know Jimmy don't like the lackadaisical, the way that Carlin Town is acting. They can get Jimmy out of there. Get him out of there.
Minnesota and New Orleans.
Or Nuggets. Nuggets can be over them.
Okay, Nuggets.
No, man. If you look at LeBron, LeBron really doesn't have that good of a team right now. I mean, it's LeBron. Rondo. Then you got Brandon Ingram.
Kuzma,
I guess. Ingram. I said Ingram. Then who go after that? Rondo.
Jack Nicholas on the sideline. You know Jack Nicholas? Oh, dang. You don't know what it is. LaVar Ball.
LaVar Ball ain't going to do nothing but just make LeBron want to get Lonzo out of there.
You got Denver over them? Denver?
I can see it happening, but I don't think LeBron going to do much this year.
I mean, Denver and L.A., I mean, they got something in common, but I mean, shoot.
You got Jokic. You got Will Barton. You got...
Will Barton?
He's good.
He's been done since high school. Maybe he was on the cover of Slam magazine back in like 2009 or 2010.
Man, I'm just telling you, LeBron ain't gonna do what you think he is. It's gonna be disappointing when you see because LA they were supposed to get Kawhi, they were supposed to get Boogie
next year.
What happened with Paul George? What happened when they wait last time? What happened when they waited?
We don't need him. He didn't want to take that pressure in LA. Paul George would be that new Kevin Love because if Kawhi would have went there, he'd have been that third fiddle. And he would have took the blame.
I mean, would you rather win or be in LA? Because you ain't gonna win in LA. You gonna have two small forwards on the same team?
Yeah, we can work that out.
How?
Point guard LeBron James, small forward is Kawhi, shooting guard is if Lonzo's still there, Lonzo point guard, you can put Paul George at the two, Kawhi at three, LeBron at the four. Because now in the NBA, it's a positionless league.
I mean,
look what you said. You said
Kawhi I can't see Kawhi and LeBron playing together. They play the same. They had the same type of play style.
They could work. Kawhi and LeBron be Michael and Scotty. Kawhi was playing like Scottie Pippen to me. He's a great two-way player. Great. Top, one of the top players in the league. Could lead his team to 50 wins like Scottie did when Michael was gone. And, you know, Michael's LeBron. Lead the team.
I said LeBron name too much. It's making my hair. LeBron is just...
LeBron. King.
King.
LA.
He's not a king.
The emperor. I know. He's emperor.
He's not emperor. He's
He has land in all the East. Boston.
Yeah, that was the East. He owned the East.
Atlanta.
He owned the East. But let's see what he'll do with all the other teams and stacked in the West.
Indiana. Owned them. He got land everywhere in the East.
He almost lost to Indiana.
Almost. You play AAU ball, right? You play basketball. If you beat a team, somebody asks you, how'd y'all do? Oh, we almost won.
I mean, what's the difference? Lost, everybody thought it was going to be a sweep. LeBron was supposed to destroy the Pacers.
It was his role player's fault.
LeBron, if LeBron was great, he could have carried them to a sweep.
If James Harden was great, he could have carried the Rockets to win in game six without Chris Paul if he was the MVP.
I mean.
Got him. Ah,
But look, James Harden didn't get swept. James Harden didn't get swept.
He did before.
Against the same team. Against the same team, James Harden didn't get swept.
He did before. We had Dwight Howard.
You just said why? Dwight Howard, he wasn't a good fit with Houston.
What you think James Harden is?
One of the best players to ever play in Houston.
I guarantee right now, Darren Moore said LeBron James for James Harden. I bet he'll do it. I bet he'll trade him for LeBron.
No. I mean, LeBron is older than James Harden.
He ain't got no injuries. He got that vibranium like Black Panther.
Well, James Harden don't have much injuries. He doesn't really get injured.
Yeah, he do. He got a hurt heart.
Why would you trade James Harden for LeBron James?
Because he got rings. He got MVPs.
They both got MVPs.
He got one. That was a sympathy MVP. You know that. The only reason why they get an MVP because Steph Curry and Westbrook running before him, and they felt sorry for James Harden. If that never happened, LeBron would have won this year. LeBron he's the real MVP. He led that Kyrie.
They say the same thing every year. Okay, what's gonna be excuse next year?
What excuse? This year?
Yeah.
If they don't win?
No, if LeBron doesn't win MVP.
He didn't win.
Because this time he doesn't have stars. He's the MVP, right?
Yeah, he's a favorite right now. But he's going to be like, I don't care about MVPs no more.
I can see Giannis winning MVP over him.
That's possible. I can see Giannis. Because now the East has opened up. For the first time in 16 years, the East is finally is open now. Well, I'm not going to go that far because LeBron didn't own the East until 07, 08. That's when he owned the East. So for the first time in 10-plus years, now the East is wide open. You got Embiid, Ben Simmons, you got Tatum, Kyrie. Shoot, name, we forgetting this Porzingis, even though he got hurt.
But I mean, Porzingis ain't – I see him getting injured again. He carries a lot of weight. He tries to lead the team. That's a leader right there. He tried to lead the team, and what happened? He got injured. He tried his hardest. He didn't even cry about it.
Eli, I'm going to change the subject.
I'm tired of LeBron James.
You're going to pick, you know, if you say right now, Porzingis over LeBron.
Oh, no, I wouldn't choose him over LeBron. Long term, I would choose him over LeBron. But, I mean.
So, all right, last question. Where you got LeBron James ranked in the NBA right now?
Number one.
There you go. That's all you got to say. LeBron James, number one. That's it. All right, NFL. So, you said Watson is your player?
Watson is my favorite player in the NFL. Then it's Carson Wentz.
Right, Texans, Eagles. I know you got the Eagles up there.
I don't like the Eagles, but he's.
What the Eagles do to you? That is a team.
No, it's just like I'm loyal to the Texans. I don't like any other team. And the worst team I don't like is the Cowboys because their fans are very annoying.
They are.
They're very annoying.
They are very annoying. Eli, I went to a sports bar one time to watch the Packers and Cowboys game. I never knew how much I would hate the Cowboys fans until that day when Aaron Rodgers busted them up in the playoffs. That was the best.
And they keep whining about this incomplete call when Dez Bryant dropped the ball.
I ain't lie, that was a catch, though. It was truly a catch.
I mean, but let it go. You should have won.
That's true. Hey, I'm with you. Mm-hmm. I don't have nothing against, I ain't gonna say I hate the Cowboys, but, you know, it's some type of hatred there.
Yeah.
It's the fans.
And they stay strong here, like, beating Dallas. If you don't like any Houston team, why are you here? I'm tired of them.
So who are your top five quarterbacks?
Deshaun Watson.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Carson Wentz.
Okay.
Then Tom Brady.
Need one more.
Andrew Luck.
So you got Watson, Wentz, Rodgers. Watson, Wentz, Rodgers, Brady, and Andrew Luck.
If he's healthy.
Andrew Luck. And these are people you got to watch out for this year?
Matter of fact, take out Andrew Luck. I put Jared Goff over Andrew Luck.
And this people, this your favorites or this like to watch out?
To watch out. Because, you know, because Jared Goff could break out this year. He had a breakout season. Jared, what was his coach's name last year? Eric Fisher. Eric Fisher really messed him up.
Oh, Jeff Fisher. Yeah.
Jeff Fisher.
Jeff.
He's known for messing up quarterbacks.
Yeah, he was good with Steve McNair back in the day. That was one of my favorite teams, too. Him, Eddie George, Kevin Dyson, Frank Wycheck, Javon Kurse, a lot of them guys. That was one of my teams. Oh, my five to watch out for. Mine's going to be different because, you know, we want to separate the best from the watch outs because we know what they expect from Brady. We ain't got to watch out. We already seen him already. We know what Brady's going to do. He's going to go
every year.
Play. We know that it gets tiring. So, my guys to watch out for, Jimmy G. I think that's not only
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah. Not only you got to watch out for him, watch out for that team. Because they're coming up. Fighting for the rounds in that division. That's one. Golf. I throw golf in there. Who else we can go for? Golf, Garoppolo. A-Rod, should I watch out for him?
Because last year he was shadowed by injuries.
True.
He kind of, you don't even hear his name as much as you used to.
True.
I used to turn on NFL Network and I hear Aaron Rodgers everywhere.
Deshaun Watson. He had an injury. Lord knows what could have happened for that team if they would have, you know, if he stayed healthy, him and J.J. Watt. Watch out. Who else? Mahomes. Let's see what Mahomes do. You don't like Mahomes?
I feel like he's going to be a bust.
It's kind of hard.
I feel like because he was taking over Watson, and then if he doesn't play to the same pedigree as Watson, it's going to look like he's worse than he is.
But you know, his coach, though, Andy Reid. Remember that. Hey, McNabb.
He's a good coach.
5 NFC championships. Look what he did for my boy Michael Vick when he got out of jail 2010. 2010, Vick was, that was his best year. Quarterback-wise, you know, back in the day in Atlanta, he was him and, you know, he was that culture. He was the man in Atlanta. You know, he used to run the ball, but when he got to 2010 with Andy Reid, he coached him up a little bit. So I'm a go Mahomes. I think Mahomes got some. You got Tyreek Hill. You got Travis Kelce. You got your boy running back Kareem Hunt.
I don't even know what happened to him the second half of the season.
Yeah, people watch film. That's what happens. See, when you play basketball, people going to watch film of you in high school.
And also, it was talks about Alex Smith winning MVP, and I think he started throwing the ball more. No. They kept talking about it.
I know. Yeah, I remember that. They was Chiefs was like, after they beat the Patriots, there was people was, you know.
So, I think he felt the need to throw the ball more.
How you feel about Lamar Jackson?
Lamar Jackson. I don't even think he's going to play the season.
Vic 2.0?
I think they're going to end up playing Robert Griffin III, before they play Lamar Jackson.
You know, I wouldn't be
surprised. He might not ready. He might not be ready.
You know, they got him rated as a 67 overall on Madden. The disrespect. That's 67 low. with a 95 speed.
That's low.
Low. And I seen the ratings on Madden. Deshaun Watson is only a 78. The disrespect they gave Deshaun Watson.
I think it's because they don't know what he can do yet.
You know, fully. Andre Hall for the Texans, a safety? They give him an 88. Andre Hall?
I mean, he's good. He gets a lot of interceptions. You'd be surprised.
88? Man, it's tripping. They hate on it. They are disrespecting
the Texans.
I mean,
they are. I don't even. Yeah, they're very
disrespectful. Javon Clowney's like an 80.
They're disrespectful.
Exactly.
But they gave Watt a 99 every year. Every single year.
This year's low. I think this year's like a 94, which is. I ain't gonna say high, but I ain't gonna say low. I'm gonna say it's like right there. You think Texas going to the playoffs?
He ain't going to Super Bowl.
Oh, hot take, man. Hey, I wish. I hope
they got. I think they are gonna have the number two defense and number one offense.
I wouldn't mind having the Watson get a ring before James Harden. That'd be so lovely. Watson get a ring over James Harden.
If James Harden might not get a ring in the next 4 years.
He ain't getting a ring ever
because the Warriors they're not breaking that team up.
Exactly. If Watson get a ring this year, this is big. So you got number two offense?
Yeah, no, number two defense.
Who's number one defense this year?
Jacksonville.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Jacksonville will be the number one.
And then Cam Chancellor with Seattle, he might retire.
He retired. I think he retired.
See, he already officially retired.
I think.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, Seahawks, they rebuild.
Their whole defense is gone. The whole Legion of Boom. They lost Richard Sherman. The only one there is Earl Thomas.
She got Texans on the Super Bowl.
I got them playing the Eagles.
Really?
That'd be a good game.
I don't know who I would go for. Man, I'd be torn.
Either the Eagles or the Rams.
I'm going to go for the Philadelphia Texans. I'm going for both. Whoever leading that halftime, this is what I'm going for. I'm going to be torn between the two. So you got who? Who you said?
Texans and Eagles.
Texans, Eagles.
Or the Rams.
Rams.
And on the AFC, I can see the Steelers. The Steelers getting up there.
So let's go division by division. Then we're going to start the AFC. Who wins the AFC North? Steelers. I think the Browns going to win 6 games this year.
No, I got them going 8-8.
Mate, hey, I told people years ago, I said, man, watch out for the Browns in a few years. You can't be trash forever. It's impossible. You can't be trash. They got a good roster. They got a good Madden roster.
They got, I think, Jarvis Landry.
Carlos Hyde.
Baker Mayfield. Oh, we don't know how you'll play.
Josh Gordon.
I mean, I can see them. They can sneak.
You play Madden too, right? That's a good Madden. You play at the Browns on Madden. It's not bad.
But I can see them sneaking up on Texans and getting a win.
They're going to win second place in the division. They played Texas this year, right?
Yep.
Hey, I might go to that game. Somebody have to. So you got the Steelers. So you got Texas winning the AFC South.
And I got the.
Then New England, the East.
New England, yeah.
Then the West. Right, I got the Raiders.
Chiefs.
What about Chargers?
I don't like the Chargers. They're overrated. They're overrated to me. Phillip Rivers is very overrated.
Thank you. I want you to say in the camera, my best friend watched this.
Phillip Rivers is very overrated.
Very overrated.
He's very overrated.
Only because I want you to emphasize that because one of my friends watched this. He's a huge Chargers fan.
I always hear about him. People always think that they're going to come up, and they never do.
Somebody going to get hurt. They're going to go like a bad.
Keenan Allen is a good wide receiver, but I don't think Phillip Rivers is. They need to draft a quarterback soon.
They do, because Phillip Rivers' time is up. It's about that
time. I don't even like the way he throws it. It's kind of ugly, huh? Yeah, he throws like this.
He's like the Carmelo Anthony of the NFL.
Yes.
Phillip Rivers is the Carmelo Anthony of the NFL. It's like, dude, what are you doing?
He doesn't know what he's doing. That's the problem.
You know, like, come on. What are you doing?
The team is average. They're very average.
They are a disappointed team. Because they have a lot of talent. I like Melvin Ingram on defense. So you got
Patriots.
Patriots.
Chiefs.
Chiefs, Texans, and Steelers.
But I can see the Jets coming up on the Patriots.
Oof. The Jets.
Creeping up on them.
This year?
I can see
who's McCown, the Dolphins quarterback?
The Dolphins quarterback?
What's his name came from injury, right?
Ryan Tannehill.
Oh my God.
He's not horrible.
He's a 72 on man. He should be. I ain't look.
Jay Cutler is lazy.
Jay Cutler should be a 50. He should be that. You know how you start off my career on 2K and you start off like a 45 overall. That's him.
This year you start off as a 60.
60. That's how he is. Yeah. He's that brown. You know, you ever played my
brown shirt. He's that brown shirt.
Dookie shirt on 2K.
Yes, with the gray pants. With the gray pants.
Gray pants with
and
the 2K
generic shoes.
That is Jay Cutler. You know why? Because he has no heart.
He has no heart.
Him and James Harden has something in common.
No. You went when I was agreeing with you, and then you said James Harden.
I'm going back to him because guess what? Remember 2011 final conference?
Remember when LeBron? Remember LeBron? When he only scored, what was that?
Talking about LeBron James. LeBron James. We're talking about Jay Cutler. We're talking about Jay Cutler. We can't talk about LeBron. LeBron for now is off limits unless you say something positive.
Okay.
If you say something negative, you can't.
I only got one more thing to say, but he is the worst 2K cover. In a while.
You know what's my turn? This man might. He's not in there. You
gotta look. This is the worst 2K cover in a while.
You hear me? Turn your mic up. You need to turn your mic off. Don't ever say nothing about like. Don't say nothing like that.
But back to Jay Cutler, yeah.
Jay Cutler.
Yeah, he's bad.
That's James Harden.
He's bad.
All right. So we got the. Who's your wild card? We ain't got no wild cards.
Oh, my wild card.
Jaguars.
Jaguars in Tennessee. I can see two teams in the same division being wild cards. Because this division is AFC South going to be very strong. They're underrated.
Best division AFC.
Going to be underrated.
2 years going to be the best division. AFC North is going to be rebuilding. That's going to be the Browns division in 2 years. Soon as Big Ben retire, it's going to be that Browns division. Mark my word. Browns going to take over. You have to. Bengals declining. Baltimore is declining. Browns the only one that's coming up.
Baltimore might be good. You never know. Lamar Jackson actually might.
He need help.
He might.
Then who else?
The team is kind of quiet.
So you got Jaguars, Titans. I can see. Well, it's going to be tough. What about Denver?
Case Keenum is going to be a bust this year. He's going to be a bust. That was his last season was his best season. He's going to be a bust this season. A bust.
I can see it.
Their coaching staff is... I think they got it back. What was his name?
John Gruden. You don't like John Gruden?
I do like John Gruden. I just don't think that defense is good enough.
The last time he coached was when you was like a baby. He was a baby when you last time he coached. He was a good coach though.
I mean, he's a good. I watched when he was when the rookies are about to go into the draft and he.
Oh,
the
quarterback camp.
I watched that one. He seems very smart.
He's good. He's good. So that's the AFC, and you got the Texans coming out. Let's go to the NFC. NFC North, Vikings or Packers? Who you taking? Or are you taking one of those two teams?
The Bears, no. Bears gonna be. Lions Bears gonna, are coming up.
Lions gonna be 5-2. They gonna collapse like they always do.
They gonna start off 5-0. But I see the Packers. I see the Packers
over winning. The Vikings. I think the Vikings got one.
No. I can see the Vikings winning.
I think they got the best roster in the league. You got Kirk Cousins, who's a B quarterback.
Texans got the best Western League. Then it goes Eagles, then the Vikings.
I see you being biased. There you go.
No, but the Texans got a strong defense.
Texans fan, there you go. Hey, I'm a Texans fan, too. Hey, look, if they can stay healthy, they talented. But you got to think about that Vikings. You got Xavier Rhodes. You have Harrison Smith. You have Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen.
They shouldn't have beat the Saints, though. They shouldn't have beat the Saints.
Oh, that hurt. I'm not going to lie. That hurt my soul right there.
That was too lucky. I called my cousin. I was like, what happened? He was crying.
It was crying for real?
Yeah. Oh, man. Because they was talking so much trash.
Was he crying worse than when Houston lost game 7 to Golden State? I'm just asking. I'm not trying to throw no shade on them. I'm just really asking.
I mean, I was crying, man. That hurt.
You heard you was crying a lot.
Yes, man. That hurt. Because I just said we was one game away. All Chris Paul had to do was
one
just come
game
back.
Away.
His presence would have just made us win that game.
Hey, one game away, James. You just one game away. You was short. What was that commercial with the fishing pole? How it go? How that commercial go? Gotta be quicker than that. Gotta be quicker than that, James. Gotta be quicker. They can snatch your soul just like that. All right, so we got the Vikings, the South. Oh, I got the Saints.
The Saints.
Saints.
I got the Vikings.
The Falcons.
I think the Falcons.
Over the Saints? You believe in Matt Ryan this year and Julio?
I believe in. I don't even think Julio will play there next season.
I like they knew our receiver from Alabama, Calvin Ridley.
I can see them winning. I can see Matt Ryan doing something this year. In the beginning of the season,
you
I can see
pay
them.
Pay Julio. Just pay him. Just pay Julio.
The same thing with Odell.
Yeah. Pay Odell too,
but he has an issue with kind of crybaby sometimes.
Yeah, so you got the Falcons, the East. You got the Eagles, the NFC West. Now that's hard. Rounds of 49ers. Can you imagine?
I can see the 49ers, and I can see that. I can see the Rams being in the wild card, but I can see the 49ers winning the division.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good game.
I see Jimmy Garoppolo. He might show up this year.
You think it's two? Now, that might be the most talented team in the league, roster-wise, the Rams.
They built a good roster.
You got Aaron Donald, Sue in the middle. Then you have Aqib Talib. And then you got
Sherman.
Sherman on the 49ers. That's going to be a good game. That's going to be a very good
game. I can see them going to the Super Bowl next year.
Who, the Rams?
I don't know.
Or the 49ers.
49ers. I don't know. It depends on how healthy the team is, because Sherman could get injured too. And the team could leave. He gets ejected a lot. He causes issues sometimes.
That team could be a little Hollywood. That could be a little Hollywood of a team. They might have too many. When you got too many stars in L.A. or Hollywood, you have a lot of distractions. A lot of egos on that team too. So we got, what's that, four teams? Who's the wild card?
Wild card, I can see the Rams. I can see the Rams being the wild card. I gotta say, I don't even know. I can't see a team. I mean, I can see the Saints, the Rams and the Saints.
I like the Saints this year. Who's your MVP this year?
Deshaun Watson.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. If he stayed healthy when Wentz got hurt, he would have won MVP.
I mean,
he was on pace with 43 touchdowns.
I can see Wentz winning MVP too, but I really see Watson. I really see Watson.
I like this guy. We go back and forth, but then we can agree on NFL. See, I don't really hate a lot of teams in NFL.
I hate a lot of teams in NFL. No, I really hate a lot of teams in NBA. I really don't like the Lakers at all. Don't even ask me what they do to me. What they did to me is they got LeBron.
You get the king, the emperor. Hey, a lot of hate come with that. A lot of hate. It's okay, but hey, this kid gonna be here. He got a bright future. He gonna be here more episodes, people. Eli, free at last. I should get you a new segment on your show too. What's the name of your show again?
Timeout Sports Show.
Timeout. How many timeouts you get?
One.
You only get one timeout. So that's what you have it, people. Real dude to kill. Eli, free. We out.